Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, May 10th. And yesterday on the show, we talked NBA playoffs and NBA Top Shot redemptions and marketplace and all types of stuff like that with Mike Weisberg. We had a fun time. We even got to see some of his Mexico photos and share some of those stories. Good times had all around, but we broke down the different series, what we thought would happen in each. And we also gave away two rare moments. That, of course, is thanks to our sponsor, Floaty.io. Floaty.io is where you need to go to buy or sell NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, etc. Any type of flow blockchain NFTs. You do it on Floaty.io. So we thank them for being our continued sponsor. Recall that nothing you hear on this episode should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. Hello, everybody. Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches. We're here again. We're here together, and I'm so glad we could all be together. And let's start off, of course, by reminding you all about our sponsor. That's Floaty.io, of course. Thanks to Floaty.io, we're going to be giving away a couple of lovely, rare moments tonight, for me at least. Weisberg, he like just ate breakfast, but Aaron Gordon, Denver Nuggets stud, and Julius Randle, regular season Randle, injured for the playoffs, but he'll be a useful fast break play next season for sure. So thanks again to Floaty.io, and we will have a video about rentals today on Floaty.io, so keep your eyes out for that one. Also, let's start off, by the way, by saying like the stream. If you're watching also and you haven't subscribed to the stream, you might as well subscribe as well. Like and subscribe. Let's see those likes go up, or else Weisberg is going to tell you stories you don't want to hear. If those likes aren't high, I'm giving Weisberg the authority to just talk about whatever he wants, and hopefully things that you don't enjoy. So hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. We see Boston Base in the chat. Stan Loves is here. He's looking for his handshake video. Lick-ha is here. I know it's like 3 a.m. for him, and I told him to go to sleep already. Joseph is here. Who else? Blazer Fan is here, sparking one up, I'm sure. Boston Base is happy that the timer was shorter, and Bad the Wine is here as well. So it's a tough act to follow this week for Weisberg, because we had Gangstar Legend last week, Big Shug. That was a fun show, as it always is. A little more goofy this time. Who knows? Maybe next year it'll be even more crazy, even more goofy, more phallic humor, often and often, always and often, regular and often. I don't know what people say. That's true that Glenn Baby Davis, we do not claim Glenn Baby Davis. Let's just make that clear. I mean, after he left the Celtics, he kind of lost his damn mind. So we do not claim him. I forgot who he played for after the Celtics, but I know he played for some other teams. I think he played for the Clippers. He is officially represented by the Clippers, not the Boston Celtics. So thank you. And Licka is saying that the Knicks are 2-0. Just saying. You know who you sound like? You sound like O.J. Simpson when you say, just saying. Do you remember when he did that? Did you guys watch those Twitter clips of O.J. Simpson when he was alive? And he would always finish by saying, I'm just saying. He'd be like, he'd be giving his opinion about someone that like was on murder trial. And he'd be like, oh, well, it's O.J. Simpson. I'm just saying. I love how like blissfully unaware O.J. Simpson was. I think he just knew he was the Teflon Don. He was the Draymond Green of murderers. You know, like Draymond Green can kick someone in the nuts and nothing happens. O.J. Simpson could literally kill you on live TV and I don't think anything would happen. But rest in peace, O.J., of course. Anyway, let's keep it going. Top Shot Hotshot is here. The very lucky Top Shot Hotshot. He can no longer complain about giveaways. So we can all rejoice in that, of course. He won last week. And we're going to talk about NBA playoffs today. What we're liking, what we're not liking, what's surprising us, maybe not surprising us. Some of the hot takes, some of the spicy takes, some of the unfortunate takes. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk a little about Weisberg's boy trip to Mexico. We'll hear all about his boys trip. So let's introduce Weisberg. I wish I had like a Mexican video, but I don't. What should we give him? I guess we'll just give him good old community.
We love the community.
My man. I'm just here to give you more bars than Kendrick and Drake last weekend, man. Just here to give you all the tea, all the good shit.
What's really unfortunate about that is what's always a problem about rap beefs is that some idiot goes and gets violent. And so someone like pulled up to Drake's mansion and shot his security guard. What does a security guard have anything to do with this? You know, it's some idiot.
That's complicated.
Why is that complicated?
I mean, the back and forth involves, like, without deep diving it for this audience, like, there's Drake had talked about the weekend's security, and there's been some back and forth. I'm not going to get into it for this audience's purposes, but, like, obviously no one should be getting shot. But I'm just saying, like, it's gotten to a weird place in Toronto. What I will say is this on the Drake and Kendrick stuff. More's coming.
Of course.
No. I'm telling you, like, people think Drake's stopping. He's not. And I know for a fact Kendrick's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as long as no one's getting killed.
This is all wax, but it's also like the... It's the difference between the best versus the most commercial.
Mm. So what are you saying? Is Kendrick the best? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say right now. In terms of where rap is right now, Kendrick's clearly the best. Yeah, I want a fucking Pulitzer, for God's sake, Candy. Like,
well, I think it's subjective. I mean, Big Sugar thinks it sounds like Mighty Mouse.
Hey, look, and Not Like Us is a hit. He's got 3 number ones in a week.
Of course. That's big business.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Top Cat, I'm not saying Drake had it coming. I'm saying, like, the argument for Kendrick isn't that Kendrick's, like, relaying new information necessarily. I think he's reforming the argument about, like, all of this information and putting it into one place and being like, this is who you guys rock with, basically. But yeah. Anyway.
It looks like Boston Bass and Stan Loves want you to keep talking about rap beef content.
Yeah, exactly. They came here for my rap. You know what's funny? Is like,
Weisberg, do we have enough likes? If we don't have enough likes, we're talking rap
beef content. Here's the thing. I live in a lot of worlds. Like, there's a rap part. Like, I go to fucking battle rap events. Like, I have a whole nother part of my life that most people don't know about in the Top Shot world. And that's fine. Like, I am a little more well-connected than people think. But, like, I do think it's funny when people are like, can you only talk about the NBA and Top Shot, please? Anyway, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I just refreshed the stream. It says that there's only 7 likes. So let's get those likes up, or else we're making this the hip-hop battle show starring Mike Weisberg. All right. Anyway,
No. I mean, you know what's funny about that, Stan Loves? On that, Gangstar and I agree. Because you are a supreme hater. Yeah. More than anyone else in our chats, I will tell you, you have replaced Poker Pro Eric as the number one hater.
I kind of enjoy bringing together like Big Shug and a bunch of Top Shot people in the chat. I just think it's a funny combination.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually kind of wish I had more of that. I wish I had more people who are not at all familiar with like what this community is like and how we sort of poke and prod each other. And just like blend those two together. I just really enjoy
it. It's funny when you see people in real life, though, right?
Like, well, of course,
everyone's all cool in real life.
Of course, it's never the same.
Like, we're at Summer League it was 2 years ago. And someone came up to me, and like, I think I told you about this at the time, Tandy. Someone came up to me and brought up like the weird Wolfpack stuff. And they were like, hey, man, are you Mike Weisberg? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, I know you from the Wolfpack stuff. And I was like, yeah, what about it? And the guy was like, oh, I just wanted to say that, you know, I know you from that. And I was like, cool.
Awesome conversation.
What was the point? You want to say something? Say something. Like, You want to talk some shit? You clearly came up to me to talk some shit. Then I'm here.
Like, all right. Anyway, moving right along. Let's talk a little. You want to start Top Shot? You want to start playoffs? What do you want to talk, Weisberg?
Let's talk playoffs, baby. We can dive into the. I think the Top Shot stuff dives into it, so it works out.
Okay. Well, let's talk playoffs. We have a couple of big games tonight. Of course, we have the Celtics, who have a 1-0 lead, big time favorites against the Cavs. I guess we can start there. I mean, the Cavs. It doesn't seem like. I mean, of course, we are Celtics stands, but doesn't seem like they are going to be able to bring the punches to the Celtics, especially without Jared Allen. Tatum couldn't score very well last game, and we still manhandled them.
Criticism, like. Real quick, I've seen this, what's the best way to describe the Tatum discourse? And it's been a funny couple of days. Sorry to cut you off here, Tandy, but I just want to quickly touch on that part of it. So the Tatum discourse has been funny because Brunson finished fifth in MVP. Although what's funny is Tatum's going to get the All-NBA nod. Like, if you look at most of the All-NBA votes, it seems pretty obvious Tatum's going to get finished fifth there. A lot of voters were like, flip-flopping MVP versus NBA, which we can talk about at some point. Along with MVP. But on the Tatum stuff, it's funny because you look at, yes, is he not shooting well? Correct. He's also not playing deep into fourth quarters because they're blowing people out. So it's like, how is he supposed to get 30 points when he's only playing 25 minutes? Right? And then also, when you look at the advanced analytics, if you look at Jason Tatum as a screener in actions, it's 1.6 points per possession. If you look at that versus the NBA overall, that would be the best offense ever. Like, he is playing at an elite level offensively. He's just not making buckets. So as a playmaker, he's doing all the right things. He's defending at a high level, rebounding the ball at a high level. Like, I don't know what more you could ask for him other than being like, can you score 32? Like, it's stupid. It's the silliest part of the superstar discourse is people punishing him for playing on a great team. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm sorry, he's surrounded by guys who can all drop 30 at any given time. Jaylen Brown can drop 30. Just did. Derek White's been on a heater. What do you want him to do? Not passing the ball? You want to be selfish? Y'all are stupid. Really, really stupid. Not saying you can. I'm just saying the argument itself is hypocritical because it's like, what do we want of our superstars? Do we only want our superstars to score? I don't get it. Anyway, sorry.
No, I agree. And I think also he's a very good defender. Last game, he had 3 blocks. He had 11 rebounds, 5 assists. He had an off-shooting night. But it's like people just focus too much, I think, on the offensive numbers. I don't really care, honestly. If Jason Tatum's playing good defense, if he's got 3 blocks, a bunch of assists, a bunch of rebounds, but he can't hit a shot, but they still win by 15 points, who cares? Like, he doesn't care. He just wants his team to win the game. So I think it's just like, it's the Monday morning quarterback thing. It's the NBA Twitter. It's that kind of thing. And that's okay. That's just what it is. And we can take that the same way that the Knicks have to take certain NBA Twitter hot takes at the moment as well. We can talk about that matchup. Well, we saw that game last night, the Knicks and the Pacers. The Pacers had a lead at halftime, I believe. At one point, they were up, I think, by double digits, but they dropped the game. And after the fact, you had Rick Carlisle saying that the refs, don't give them proper respect as a small market team.
Filed a complaint for 78 different calls. Shades of Daryl Morey, Rick Carlisle. I mean, I know you won a title playing what's Dallas, the fifth biggest market in the NBA?
Right.
I mean, come on. I do get it, though. I understand where they're coming from. At the same time, there is an element of, and this is a historical thing in the NBA, you got to play the officials, too. And with the Knicks being as banged up as they are, Mitchell Robinson's out for the year. The OG and Anunoby MRI hasn't been announced yet, but it does not look good. Because that injury did not look great last night. I don't know whether it's going to be a week, whether it's 2 weeks, whether it's 3 weeks with OG. Could be longer. We don't know what the greatest severity on the hamstring strain is going to be. It's encouraging they announced it as a soreness, not strain, if you're reading in between the lines. But, like, ultimately, I think he's playing the official so that when they get back to Indy, they're going to get a bunch of calls. And Knicks are going to have to open up that rotation. So instead of playing Josh Hart 48 minutes, Josh Hart's going to pick up 3 fouls in the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So then you got to go to Precious Achiuwa or someone else. Deuce McBride, however you want to play it. Maybe Alec Burks will get some real run. He only got 1 minute last night. I do think, Tandy, I think this is kind of the meta part of this, is the Knicks are dropping like flies because Tibbs is playing them all 40-plus minutes.
Of course.
And, like, as much as Knicks fans love this team, and Knicks fans want to bump their chest like your Mets or your who else? Packrip out here being like, oh, Tatum sucks. The Knicks are going to roll. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all can't even field a team right now. You guys barely have 5 starters that can play. What, you ready to have Precious Achiuwa go up against Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Congratulations. Enjoy getting knocked the fuck out in 5 games.
Well, let's just hope. Let's just knock on wood that our stars stay healthy. But
fine. I get it.
But yeah,
but my point is, like, we got a road to the finals. We have a golden path. This is as easy a path as it's going to get for a team to make a title run. Same way it was for Denver last year. And the reality of this is, the Celtics need to make the finals. That's going to be the first thing. And if they don't win the title, I think it'll be the biggest disappointment of the last 5 years, more than any of their teams the last 5 years.
Of course, that's my hottest take. Of course, it will be. And it'll be similar to, like, it'll be a similar feeling to the Warriors when they were dominating the regular season, because
72-10.
It'll be similar to that because I think that the way the Celtics team played all season long, best record in the NBA, just humming. And you look at, like, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, how much experience they already have in the playoffs. It's like, if you can't win it now, then when can you win it? Like,
here's a fun fact. Do you know how many wins Jason Tatum has right now in the playoffs before the age of 26?
It's a lot.
The most in NBA history.
Yeah, it's a lot. But
and
that's even more of a reason, though.
Real quick. In the West, I'm seeing a lot of people say, hey, man, Anthony Edwards is coming. He is. Anthony Edwards is next. Absolutely. We're giving this dude way more grace for winning one series than we've seen from any other guy in NBA history. Oh, you won a series definitively over KD and the Suns, a team that doesn't have a point guard and struggles to score at times. Huh. Interesting. Oh, you beat
them. What about this Denver series, though, Mike? I mean, the way they look to be dominating Denver, you can't just brush that aside.
No, they devoured them like a pack of wolves, pun intended. They absolutely destroyed and broke the Denver Nuggets. Wonder who's a child, Tandy? Jamal Murray.
I know. I love how silly that is. What was he thinking? Did he throw a box of tampons onto the court? Because that's how it appeared to me.
No, he threw a heat pack, and he threw a towel.
A towel. What else did he throw? Charleston shoes.
But then he gave up his dignity yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. Threw that out there with his press availability. He had a press availability yesterday where they asked him about it. Mind you, let's set the context. Jamal didn't speak to the reporters post-game, right? So he's asked about it after getting the $100,000 fine, and he's like, yeah, man, I take full responsibility, but I don't regret it. Oh, you don't regret throwing your heat pack onto the floor? Jay Winter, that's actually funny. Looking forward to seeing you on play tonight, by the way, bud.
He actually threw a Heat MGLE pack for those listening.
That's actually great. I'll tell you one thing, that heat pack that Jamal threw is probably worth a little more. Anyway, so he comes out and he's like, yeah, I take full responsibility. I don't regret it, though. You don't regret it. Okay, bud. And then when they were like, hey, did you apologize to officials or anything else? He was like, yeah, it was 2 days ago, man. Well, no one's talked to you since, bud. That's the whole point. This is what press availabilities are. I'm sorry to waste your time and have this conversation, but ultimately, like, it's okay to say, hey, I fucked up. I got really mad. I felt like we were being officiated differently, and I got mad. That's on me. It's my bad.
That's
didn't take full responsibility. He was just like, it was 2 days on the ago. Same Sorry.
Side. He's on the same side as Patrick Beverly at this point. It's like the little babies. Well, we just need three more people to act like idiots and we can have a starting lineup. But listen, obviously he's frustrated. I don't think he expected as the defending champions to get absolutely smacked around. And what's funny about that too is when I made my video about the redemptions and the value of this Timberwolves moment in my text, I said the Timberwolves smacked around or they slapped around the Nuggets. And then on the Top Shot side, they're like, oh, we would have included that. We would have retweeted you, but you can't say they slapped around the Nuggets. Like, oh, whoops. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. But
we're stopping hitting you in the DMs, being like, bro.
Yeah.
Why are you using domestic violence language, buddy?
Yeah, let's avoid the violent language next time. I'm like, all right, sorry about
that. You're not running your scripts past Dapper.
That time anyway, I did not.
I will say this just quickly. Look, Jamal Murray's hurt. There's a bunch of if you want to deep dive just for a second, I'm just gonna do this. There's a bunch of mismatch stuff for Denver that's really hard to figure out because Minnesota has three wings that are elite defensively. You know, between Alexander Walker, McDaniel, who should make an All-NBA team, All-NBA defensive team, and Ant. And it makes it really difficult when you are that team, which Denver only has two ball handlers. They have Jamal, who's hurt, and Reggie Jackson, who's hurt. So what's happening here is, and we'll talk about this on Playback tonight, playback.tv/teamhold, roll through for Celtics, Cavs, and Nuggets, Timberwolves. But one of the things we saw in game two is Minnesota's picking them up full court. So if you don't have a ball handler and you're getting picked up full court, whether it's Aaron Gordon or Nikola Jokic or even an injured Reggie Jackson, it gets really difficult to get into your actions. Where Denver's at their best is when they can get into their two-man game and get into their actions and flow, that's when they are an elite basketball team. And this is partially why they're broken. Because if Jamal Murray can't bring the ball up, they're fucked. And you can't flow and do what makes this team great. So, you know, look, Denver has a real shot of still winning this thing. It's only a 2-0 series. That said, the history is against them. And the other thing I'd say is there's a decent chance that Minnesota doesn't even get past the conference finals. Whoever comes out of OKC and Dallas, as broken as Dallas is with Luka's injury, I think OKC could beat Minnesota. Like, OKC's prime for a finals run. Like, they have an elite shot blocker in Chet. They have an MVP guy in SGA. You got wings for days in Dort and Jalen Williams. And then you just have a bunch of depth pieces that can fill in the blanks. You got shooters like Isaiah Joe. And when you get into that matchup stuff, they're not going to have the same problems that Denver's having. They got ball handlers. They know how to deal with that kind of defense. And in fact, they were good against them this year. So, from an OKC perspective, the reason why they got the one seed is because they beat Minnesota. They won the tiebreaker. And it's like, to me, I'd take OKC over Minnesota right now.
Yeah, is that true? I think Vogel got fired. I guess that's not that surprising. They need a fall guy. It's going to be the coach. Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Thunder make it past. If the Timberwolves make it past, then the Thunderwolves get past the Timberwolves. I mean, the Timberwolves are definitely the hot flavor of the month right now, or the flavor of the week, because of how tenacious they looked on defense, and what a statement it is if they are able to beat the Denver Nuggets. So that they're going to be the hot take. And that's all obviously also why their rare redemption moments on NBA Top Shot are the highest priced moments at the moment as well. You know, they are the hot team at the moment. So we shall see what happens there. That's definitely that game three is going to be very interesting to see if Denver can somehow pull a rabbit out of the hat. That game will be in Minnesota though. And the Timberwolves obviously
going to be popping. Tell you that much.
They will be, and it'll be a home game, obviously, and the Timberwolves will be favored. So the Nuggets, they're looking up they're looking at the eight ball right now. So we'll see what they can do. I'd like to see Jokic kind of play the game of his life as he was just named MVP and make the series interesting. But I don't know. That one's really hard to predict. I really don't know. I mean, the Nuggets could make a run if Jamal's not as hurt as if he can play and he's like 80%, then maybe the Nuggets can still get it done and they can adjust to what the Timberwolves are doing in the first two games. But maybe not. Maybe the Timberwolves just smack them around again and sweep them. I mean, that could also happen. Thunder Mavs, like you said, I would not be shocked at all if the Thunder take that series, especially if Luka's not 100%, then forget it. Celtics Cavs, of course. No Jared Allen, I think it makes a much bigger difference than people may have realized.
He's questionable for tonight, but just to give you kind of I've been deep diving on some of the reporting on this. They said during game one that he can't raise his arms above his head.
Yeah,
come on. And hearing some Cleveland reporting, the guy's still having trouble breathing.
Yeah, dude.
With this broken rib. He's questionable, but it sounds like he'll just be a late scratch. We'll see.
He's not playing, dude. You can't pierce your rib or whatever it said he did and play basketball. That's insane. So it's not happening. Unfortunately, Cavs, your season is most likely over. I mean, that's just
I would guess.
Four or five. That's just how the cookie crumbles. I mean, if the lowly Miami Heat could take one, then I'm sure.
Are we saying that Stan loves Miami Heat are the baseline for how we consider the Cleveland Cavaliers? Because that's a very funny take, and I'm fucking here for it. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. Because I feel like the Cavs could pull one out of their ass, and Donovan Mitchell scores 62 points, and you know they win that game, like the same way that the Heat were able to pull the rabbit out of the hat as well. Pacers.
Hold on, Knicks, we cannot let this stand in the chat.
What's that? This Tyler Hero is better than Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, that's what y'all said when you try to get Damian Lillard as well. You know, like crazy.
I think it's funny
because Donovan Mitchell's not all NBA level this year, but he's just outside. He's in that like 16-25 range. He had a great year this year. Tyler Hero, where the fuck are you putting him this year? What did he do? It was worthy of even being close to all NBA. Get out of here. No.
You know what? I understand it because as Celtics fans, we also overvalue our own players as well. You know, be like, sure, what? Sure. Like, you want us to trade Jonas Jerebko? Are you fucking crazy? Like, you know, like that's kind of the same shit. Anyway, then we have the Pacers Knicks. Tough series so far for the Pacers. Like, but game three, we're going back to Indiana. They will be favored. They'll be favored by almost 7.5 points, probably because of these injuries to the Knicks. Brunson, I imagine he's good to go, but like, man, all of Knicks Nation definitely felt that kick to the balls when Brunson looked as he was grabbing his sore balls or whatever that was. And, you know, you lose Brunson, your season is over. I mean, Brunson is scoring 40 points a game. It's out of control. It's also probably not sustainable. So like someday they're going to come back to earth. And when that happens, you know, the Knicks fans are going to have to.
It's going to be a week and a half when they're taking their ass out of TD Garden in game five.
Yeah.
And you can have 2 weeks, whatever it is.
Knicks Nation will be
fine. It's fine that Knicks fandom and Knicks fans are incredibly happy. And look, guys, you should be excited. Your team had a great year. It was fantastic. MSG and 7th Avenue's popping. And y'all keep chanting, you want Boston, go right ahead.
And I love it. But that's what you have to expect.
Every fan base, Miami chanted, we want Boston, go right ahead. Got your ass kicked. Got your ass beat by 25 every night outside of shooting 23 threes. Oh, you know, Cleveland, we want Boston. You got beat by 25. What are you doing? Yeah. And then when we play the Knicks, be the same shit. I'm sorry. Might be by a lower margin, but let's just be honest. No one's got the talent in the East. No one's got the horses. You're just not going to compete with an elite defense that's top two and an elite offense that's top two.
Yep.
And you can't guard because you don't have enough guys.
Yep.
So it is what it is. Exactly, Scully. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, I'm kind of standing on business here, but, like, show me the numbers where you think it can happen. Show me the path.
No, it's true. And again, it just goes back again. And that ridiculous take on sports radio in Boston saying how like the path to the finals for the Celtics at the moment, it looks like it should be a cakewalk. But I don't want to count our chickens before they hatch. Crazier shit has happened. Tatum can turn an ankle. Sure. You know, Jaylen can stub his toe. Who the hell knows? So like anything can happen. But you know, if everyone can stay the way they are right now, of course I like my chances as a Celtics fan. But anyway,
hey, if not for financial advice though, Tandy.
Yeah.
If you want, guys, go buy your Celtics redemptions. Go buy your Celtics fandom. Because you know that's where this thing is ending up.
Mm.
I thought that was a nice little transition to boss base. That is true.
I know he could definitely cut his hand on a flower vase. I believe that's what happened.
Didn't Marcus Smart like punch a mirror?
Yeah, there's crazy things can happen in the world of professional sports, but we shall continue. Before we do, let's run our educational video today about floaty.io. Before we do that, please like the stream if you haven't. And if you're watching this and you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe. Don't be a crazy person. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Floaty. And in this video today, we're going to talk a little bit about Floaty Rentals. So why don't you write in the chat, are you familiar with Floaty Rentals? Have any of you rented something on Floaty while we run the video? Let's do it. As we progress deeper into each NBA Top Shot Fast Break run, many collectors start running low on usage of top star players. This is where Floaty Rentals have been super clutch. So how do rentals work on Floaty? The basic idea of Floaty Rentals is that owners of NBA Top Shot moments can monetize those moments that they would want to hold anyway and receive back a fee by renting them out to other users temporarily. Renters are looking for star players that cost more than they'd like to spend to own, but wouldn't mind spending a few bucks to get them further along in a challenge like Fast Break. Here's how it works. The owner sets the terms of the rental fees, the refundable deposit, the duration, and then the renters will need to put up the rental fee and refundable deposit when renting the moment. When you rent a moment, your refundable deposit / collateral is transferred to a smart contract. And when the renter returns the moment, they get their refundable deposit back. If the renter does not return the rental, the moment owner gets your refundable deposit. Once you rent the moment, you get full ownership of it during that time and can easily plug it into your Fast Break challenge. So if you ever find yourself short of a rare or legendary star player, perhaps you need a Tatum or a Luka, or perhaps you want to generate some side income using moments that you already own, Floaty Rentals is here to help. If you want to learn more, hop in the Floaty Discord. It's in the show notes and ask away. Now back to the show.
Well said, right, sir.
All right. Done. Thank you. Boston Bay said he tried it out. He tried to rent and he couldn't figure it out. So the only, I guess you could say, what's it called? Like, what's it? What's the word? It's not that it's challenging. Hitch. Huh?
Hitch?
Problem? I wouldn't call it a hitch or a problem. It's a learning. God damn, I didn't sleep enough last night, so I don't have any words in my brain right now. But like, the thing to figure out, right? The thing that you got to figure out a little bit is is that you can't rent using your Dapper wallet because of the way the Dapper wallet works. So that's the only small thing that you sort of have to figure out. But like I said in the video, if you join the Discord, they'll get you sorted in a matter of minutes. It's not that difficult, but you do have to use a wallet that is not the Dapper wallet, but that you still use Flow. And it's a good thing to do that anyways.
I guess here's a question with that. So, like, can you convert? So, you can buy moments using Flow on the platform as well, right?
You can.
Okay. So basically, you're renting it out for an alternative, in essence, coin.
You know, well, yeah, you just stack
you're not up. You're not getting USDC for your rental, I guess.
Well, it depends. I think you do get USDC actually. And it's USDC in your Flow wallet. And then there's ways to like transfer it to, if you want it in Flow or if you want to just take it out or whatever, there's ways to do that. But I think the best thing to do, if you have these kind of questions around the wallet and that kind of thing, is just join the Discord, ask away, and you'll get sorted like in a matter of minutes. I have rented out moments before And I think I've actually rented Moments before as well. So there's a little learning curve. That's the word I was looking for, Weisberg. I couldn't think because my daughter woke me up three times last night. And she was like up for 20 minutes each time. And it really messed me up. So learning curve is the word. Now you see how long it takes to remember words when you don't sleep. Anyhow, let's see. We need to catch up on anything here in the chat. Let's see. Seven Costanza wanted to know what Boss of Base wanted to rent. And Boss of Base is going to go check out the Discord. And Stevie Wonder says, I think it's not Dapper Balance Base. Exactly. That's correct. And Licka says, where's Banana Mac when we need her? She knows and does a lot of renting on Floaty. That was actually one of my ideas for a future video on one of these, is to talk to some of these Floaty power users like Banana and Josh and others, because it probably helps to get it straight from the source. All right. So let's continue on here. We can actually roll for one of these giveaways, one of these rares. Let me just make sure that I got everybody. I think Top Shot Hotshot just got himself in there. So let me take a look. I'm going to go add Top Shot Hotshot in here. Top Shot Hotshot.
While you're adding that, I'll vamp for a second. Jay Warner, yes, he is dealing with that injury from the end of the regular season. It's a knee injury. Mr. GB Pierce, what up? Candyman is making the wheel or the duck race work, whatever we're doing.
Yeah. So actually what you can do now, if you want to get in and win one of these rare moments, is write something in the chat. So if you're washing dishes, get your phone out of your pocket, write something in the chat. If you've been here just watching silently, write something in the chat. Whatever you want. You can write what you had for lunch. You can write who you think is going to win the Mavs Thunder series, or who you think is going to win the T-Wolves Nuggets series. Maybe who you think is going to win the Cavs Celtics series. Whatever you want, write something in the chat so that I can get your name using this Nightbot thing here. Okay, so keep on doing that. And I will fire up a duck race if that's working today. And we'll figure out if the duck race is going to tell us if it's Julius Randle or if it's Aaron Gordon that will be the first moment. Who are you guys hoping for? Are you hoping for Julius Randle, or are you hoping for an Aaron Gordon? Let's see.
I feel like Aaron Gordon's probably the one people should want.
Yep.
Given that you can actually insert him into your fast break lineups.
Exactly. I think that would be a wise choice. All right. So, by the way, Licka's given some shout outs right now to Meh. So if you need to check out my Twitter, actually, I'm doing a pretty nice giveaway right now for MechCoin, giving away hundreds of dollars worth of MechCoin, and also giving away an Alperen Şengün MGLE rare moment. That will be very useful next season. So if you haven't done that yet, go check out my Twitter account, take a look, please, and engage. Yeah, here we go. Seven Costanza asking the key questions. Why does this stream only have 10 likes? All you need to do is click the thumbs up button. Exactly. Click the thumbs up button. That's true. The thing is, I don't know who clicked it. So, but yeah, you got to click the thumbs up button to qualify. I'll just pretend I know, like Zakarian likes to do. You have to click the thumbs up button to win.
you mean the dirty little secret of StreamYard is that technically people don't need to like and subscribe. They just need to enter in the keyword. Am I pulling the curtain too far back? Yeah,
damn it. Don't let them know that. All right. John says, didn't we learn with block? Here's the thing, John, though. You don't have to farm at all, okay? You don't have to abuse your Twitter feed whatsoever. You literally just have to engage one retweet, and you will get a coin that is currently tradable. So no BS farming and then hoping that you get something. You will literally be able to get something immediately, and then hold on to it and play with it or sell it immediately, whatever you want to do. Jordan's here late, but he's here. He's got three babies in his arms. I can see why you're late, sir. All right. So let's run the race, and then we can keep on looking at the chat a little bit. But looks like Gordon's in the lead. That's a good question, by the way. Where's Poker Pro Eric? And Aaron Gordon continues in the lead. I haven't seen Poker Pro Eric at all. He used to be on every single stream.
We talked about this on playback recently. And, like, yeah. The last time he came in, to
win. Randall, by the way, was probably going to win.
Randall's definitely winning here. Oh, no. Could be Aaron Gordon late.
Oh, two more seconds.
No, he's not going to get there.
Randall wins.
Yeah, he came into a playback, like, I want to say six. Like, at some point this season, maybe it was, like, early in the season, maybe, like, November, December, and he came in basically bragging about how he was getting laid.
Like, okay.
I was the essence of it, like, that he was dating someone, and he was very excited.
Good for him.
And we were like, good for you, buddy. And then he was just never seen from again.
Oh, that's probably so what happened.
Maybe PPE is just having so much sex that he just, like, forgot about Top Shot and just doesn't care. I know he's hosting poker stuff.
Yeah.
So I do see him hosting Boston Base. That was a low blow, sir. But yeah, he's still hosting poker spaces. He's just not really involved. You know, like I think it's interesting that maybe he decided to be more productive. He thought that Top Shot was not productive for him, so he's out. I get it. The judge did the same shit. Speaking of which, can we get a judge handshake?
We can get a judge handshake. Let's give the people what they want, the judge handshake.
So, I appreciate it. Yeah, man, that was an awkward fist bump.
Dude, I just saw myself in that clip. Rewatch that. You'll see me at the end of that clip.
Really? Where do we look on the screen? Where do we look on the screen?
All right, look. So Edzie says don't clip that. You'll see my balding ass head like drunkenly walking by.
Okay,
you can't see my face, but you can definitely see me.
All right, everybody, look for Weisberg's balding ass head. Ready? Here we go. I think I saw you in the black t-shirt going from left to right.
Yeah, that was me.
All right, there's Weisberg's balding ass head.
I photobombed the moment, which is great. I may not be in the Top Shot moment, but I'm in the judge moment.
All right. Well, here's the wheel. It looks a little weird. I tried putting an image there, but whatever. All right, here we go. Let's see who gets it. So we got the Twitter people in here. We've got the Twitter people who asked a floaty question, got in here twice. Then we've got everyone who's in the chat twice. So let me just double check, make sure that looks right. Okay, so here we go. If you asked a floaty question and you're in the chat, then you have four entries. Let's see who wins. This is for Julius Randle, Knicks legend.
Regular season Randle.
Oh, could it be Licka? Nope, it's Marjuti. It's the second week in a row. Wow, Marjuti, what a lucky person you are. Marjuti just won for 2 weeks in a row. I cannot believe this. They just won the Randle. Congratulations, Marjuti. You are running very hot. Holy crap. So I think I even have your Top Shot name from last week. It's M-R-U-T. Congratulations, Marjuti. You are good at this, apparently. All right. So keep on chatting in the chat. Keep on saying things in the chat. And I'm going to collect your names for later when we'll do another spin-a-rooney for the Aaron Gordon. And that is a nice moment to have, especially as you're fast break lineups start getting more and more difficult. Speaking of fast break lineups, this is my
look
fast break lineup
transition. Look at that transition. This man goes from floaty to his giveaways to his fast break. Chat, give it up for Tandy, man.
Give it up.
You know what? Add to the likes, maybe throw in an 11th like, a 12th like, whatever it needs to be. Get this man's algorithm going. Anyway,
Seriously, whoever's in the chat not clicking the like, come on, guys. Anyways, this is what I got tonight. Now, as you may or may not know, you got seven nights of fast break. You got to win all seven nights to get the rare pack. The second pack, you need four wins. So you got to go perfect. You got to go 7 for 7. That's when you might want to be renting rare or legendaries from Banana Banking Mac on Floaty, for example. But tonight's assists, I faded Tatum, by the way, on night one and then took off my fifth player. I had Kyrie Irving there. So I passed that one. I mean, Jaylen Brown just went off the wall, as did Derek White on night one with 7 3-pointers. It was quite a showing by these players.
You didn't have a fifth. Mm-hmm. You didn't stun on the fact that you didn't even have a fifth.
No, I took them off. I took them off. Oh. I had Kyrie, but then after that game, I knew they were gonna. I didn't even need them.
Fair.
Then last night we needed rebounds and field goals. Of course, Josh Hart has been a rebounding monster, as well as Hartenstein, who may or may not be a Jew. I don't know. And then you got Brunson and Halliburton, just who got the points in there. So that I passed that with ease as well. And then tonight, here's what I got. I got the diddler, Josh Giddey, the diddler. I got Jrue Holiday. And then I'm going to go for Tatum on this kind of an evening, because I have a feeling that Tatum might be a facilitator again. That just might be what happens. And I'm okay with that. And Luka,
for what it's worth.
Say it again.
Leading the team in assists.
So there you go. We got the diddler. We got Jrue Holiday. I'll throw Garland in there again. And then Luka Magic. I feel like this should be a pretty easy win. Luka probably could get 9 by himself. Tatum could get 6 or so, 7. Jrue could get 4 or 5.
Giddey could end up with like 7 or 8.
Yeah. So
Giddey's had nights where he's been an elite playmaker in that way. Mm-hmm. I'm going Garland, Giddey, Jaylen Brown, Kyrie, Luka.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have played Kyrie as well. That different. I don't have a rare of Kyrie. I'm kind of saving him, but that's what I'm thinking. And I pretty much suggest you guys to chalk it up this run. I mean, you only have 7 nights. You got to do what you got to do. And if you need another usage of Luka or something, go rent it on Floaty. It'll cost you like $1 or $2. You might as well.
What are you doing for tomorrow?
For tomorrow, that's what I got right now. So blocks are definitely difficult nights whenever there's blocks involved. But Miles Turner can get that by himself. Gobert can also get that by himself. And both those guys, I mean, Miles Turner hasn't been scoring that well. Murray might be a questionable pick for me. I mean, definitely if he's playing injured, then maybe I should take him out. Jokic, though, I have a feeling that after being named MVP and being in like a do or die game, I feel like we're going to see 30 plus points from Jokic. Cat has been playing very well. I feel like we'll get 20 points from him. So that's like 50 points right there. Then we just need 30 points amongst 3 different players, and I feel like that should be doable as well. So blocks is the biggest wild card. Blocks, steals, those are always really difficult nights. So you kind of just have to get lucky. You need one of these guys to just have one of those like 2 blocks in succession plays by the rim, and you just hope that one of these guys can get that done and that you get your blocks.
Yeah, I'm rethinking my plays for tomorrow a little bit. I might go Gobert over Naz Reid. Naz set up 5 blocks the other night. I'm going Jokic, Cat, Hartenstein, Naz Reid, Ant right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's because Ant and Jokic should get you close to 80 on its own.
Yep.
So those two guys are going to get like 60 points combined.
Yep.
And then if Cat has a decent night, along with Gobert. Gobert's over-under is usually around like 13, 14 points. And Hartenstein, given that he's going to play 40-plus minutes, should get you like 10 to 12 points as well. So you're right there. Stan, you should. I would feel awful if Tandy copied anything of mine. So I'm right there with you.
But Stan did have something interesting here, and I wanted to touch on this for a second because there was a thread on Twitter that I thought we could talk about for a second.
Yeah.
And so what Stan says is he took his 9 win pack from the previous run. He sold it for $44. He bought a rare SGA for $43. And I think that's really smart. And I think that people who don't do that are just like addicted to the thrill of the rip. And so be it. If you can't stomach, if by some chance you sell that pack and someone gets a legendary, then tough you got to get your, you know, you do your rip. But you got to understand that that's like 1% of the time. So I would probably just decide to sell and buy a rare that I actually want. And some people on Twitter were like, this is bullshit. Like, I've gotten rare packs 2 or 3 or 4 times. I think even our friend Banana made a video about it. Like, my rare packs are crap. I'm not getting any rare moments in my rare packs. And listen, unless you hit a rare pack on a night where you had lineups where just you surprised everybody and you won on nights where no one else won, then most likely if a bunch of other people won, then you got to realize you only have a chance at a rare moment. So you might as well sell that pack and go buy a rare moment that you actually want instead of rolling the dice. And if you don't, you got to realize that you're paying for that thrill of the rip. That like $30 vig or whatever you want to call it. That's the thrill of the rip right there. That's the chance of getting a legendary, however small that chance is. So you got to be an adult and sort of be okay with the decision that you make, realizing that your rare pack, especially if a bunch of other people won, that could just be a bunch of commons and you're going to left not being too happy, but you're paying for the thrill of the rip. You either want the thrill of the rip or you want to know the money that you're getting in return and know the rare that you're buying in return.
Agreed on that. Quickly, Seven Castanza. I bought mine, I think, on Floaty 2 weeks ago. There are a lot of moments you can buy in Floaty for fast break purposes for under a dollar.
Yep.
So, like, honestly, for a lot of the fast break stuff, if someone A doesn't have a rare that I would want, and B it's a common, I would just, instead of renting it, just spend the like 50 cents and buy it on Floaty. And you get pretty good cereals too.
Yep. But
the reality is, for 99% of people, you're never going to win the cereal game anyway.
Yep.
So what I would do is just go on Floaty, buy a decent enough cereal that you feel good about it, and then go from there. On the rare pack front, absolutely. Although I will say, I did, I played the redemption game. I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago. I hadn't bought the redemption yet. Maybe it was kind of in that intervening period. I did buy a Sun's redemption because I wanted to a rare redemption because I was like, ooh, it's like 23. I ended up overpaying for the redemption ultimately because I thought it was going to be a Kevin Durant rather than Devin Booker. And the thought process was, well, there aren't a lot of KDs out there, KD rares.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good value on a KD rare. They ended up being Booker, which fucked me. Because there are a lot of Devin Booker rares out there.
Yeah, and that's like a $15 rare right now.
But just real quick, let me show you something.
Show me.
I'll show my screen. I'm gonna flex. People are gonna be like, "What? Why are you flexing on this phone? You wonder why? Because it's a great." Hold on. Present. Let's see. Look at this cereal, baby, number 5.
All right.
I'll take
I guess, why not? I'll take it, right? I'll take
right?
it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. And those are these are the rares at the moment. I also considered buying a rare, like, for example, to get a Banchero rare. That's the cheapest
Banchero
you can get. A maxi rare, that's the cheapest maxi rare you can get. I mean, Pacer rares, that's pretty damn cheap. That's probably going to be a Halliburton. That's going to be a cheap
Halliburton. The Halliburton's already out.
Doesn't matter. They can do another one if he has a good series.
Sure.
You know, so if you think about it that way, I mean, the circulation might be higher or, but I don't think it will actually. Like if it's at a 600, that's still pretty low circulation. If you want like a Luka or a Kyrie rare, if you want to, this might be a Jokic rare. So these end up still being pretty decent plays. I mean, these are the higher liability rares, you know, just in case they don't hit. Even
the Dante DiVincenzo rare, it's crazy where it is on the marketplace right now. It's $60 for his playoff rare.
It's not crazy, Mike, because you can take that and swap it up until the next moment. And that could also become that's the reason. Because you can take that and swap it into the next moment. So if the Knicks somehow blow it to the Pacers and they include then the curation team will include a Brunson 40-point game, you know, because I think they want to kind of hold off if they can. And if someone else is something awesome. So if the Knicks lose to the Pacers, let's say, they will most definitely mint a Brunson, and then you're getting your hands on a Brunson. So that's not even that bad. I mean, you might be paying a little bit extra for that, but it's not terrible. So anyway, this is where the rare marketplace is at right now. Again, the T-Wolves, number one. I speculated on that one. I bought it for 50. I then sold it for 90. So that hurts right now, seeing it at 160. But then you got the Celtics. Again, you're kind of buying the top, but that still might go up. The Thunder, you're kind of hoping that might be a Chet Holmgren. That would be a big win. And Knicks, I guess, you know, that's the thing actually I don't 100% understand, because if you're buying the Knicks one for $57, so most likely that's going to end up as some kind of a Brunson rare. Most likely. And I'm sorry to the Knicks fans, but most likely you're not winning the NBA championship. So should that go much higher than that? Because I think it will, just because people want to like collect them all like Pokemon. So maybe that's the case, because even if they get to the finals, or even if they just keep on progressing, you're going to need those moments if you're trying to do like that guaranteed legendary pack airdrop, for example. Like if you're going to catch them all like Pokemon, then you literally have to collect everything. So I think maybe that comes into play. Anyway, we got a few more minutes, Mike. Why don't you tell us about Mexico? ¿Cómo está Mexico, Mike? Did you get sunburn on your bum bum?
I got super tan, got a little sunburn, but it was a good time. We got in Thursday afternoon, had a tequila tasting Thursday afternoon, like right away, basically. And then went out to a nice dinner Thursday night, partied a little bit. It had been a long day, so we didn't go out too hard. I'll show some things, I guess. I can quickly get some photos up. I wasn't prepared photo-wise, but I'll pull something up real quick. Let's see. I have an idea.
See?
I did an Instagram post. I can show you guys some Instagram stuff. We'll do it that way.
Okay, bueno, bueno.
Easier way to do this.
Y tú comeca, tú, oh, jeez, I can't remember how to speak Spanish anymore. What is it? Comeste? Comeste? Is that Portuguese?
So this was the view from our pool.
What am I looking at right now? Is this like a, is this one of those? Okay. Look at you, Mike. You made like a cute little framed thing. Look at you.
I did. I got creative in my Canva, baby.
What a basic bitch.
Yeah, right? it was a good time. Went out to a bunch of dinners. Went to a steakhouse, and then we went to like a nicer restaurant in PV called Daiquiri Dicks, which is a very funny name for a restaurant, but it was really, really good. The pool itself was crazy. We watched a whole bunch of NBA while we were out there. Went out pretty hard Friday and Saturday night. This is a tequila tasting, by the way.
Are those full shots in front of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys got knackered, didn't you?
I will show you this, actually. Let me show you the view from the apartment, which to me was insane. I'll pull this up here.
Tú comiste comida buena?
Let's do this.
Miguel, ¿qué fue tu comida favorita del viaje?
No. I cannot speak any Spanish. No hablas español. So this was actually before the tequila tasting, but that's a view from our apartment.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right? And then we'll do this actually. Let's stop sharing screen for a second. Pull up another photo real quick. And then this was the pool, the rooftop pool that we had. I'll share this here.
Mike, did you fall in love? Did you meet anyone?
I did not fall in love. We hit some bars really hard. We had a really good time. I personally had a good time. I'll leave it at that.
What does that mean?
So this is from the rooftop pool. We went to some bars. We may or may not have gone to a strip club. You know, it was a good time. Okay. It was a good time.
I was hoping it was some lucky action. Times.
We went pretty hard in the paint.
Okay.
It was a good trip.
Very nice.
So yeah, it was good.
Lasting memories.
Boston based. That is not accurate.
There you go, Boston based. You're gonna have to subscribe to his OnlyFans.
Yeah, look, there's.
You're gonna have to subscribe to the OnlyFans.
We had a great time while we were out there. We're gonna leave it at that.
Right. Lo que pasa en México se queda en México. That's what Stan Love says, and that's true. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a really good trip. And honestly, like I'll say this to get a little heartfelt about it. Yeah. It was like seven of my closest friends.
Can we hold on? Can we put some heartfelt music? Let me see if I have any heartfelt music. Do I? Hold on. Here. This is the closest I got. Hold on.
Oh, Am I dying? Did I lose a kidney while I was in Mexico?
Wait, is this a better heart?
Did I end up in a bathtub somewhere?
Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'll just say this real quick. It was really cool, man. For my friends who couldn't come, they created like a 10-minute video wishing me happy birthday. And there were like 30 friends on there wishing me happy birthday. So it was cool. And they were really like, don't get me wrong, we went out, we partied, we had a good time. But it was just good seeing that group of friends all together because they came from all over the country to come celebrate me, which I really appreciated. Boston based, no one's going to ask you to contribute. But it was great. I really deeply appreciated it because it was one of those things where like people spent a lot of time and money of like close friends who came down there. They paid for the condo for me. I didn't have to pay for this massive, basically what ended up being like an Airbnb, but it was like a hotel. So it was a good time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really. And you know, that was actually an idea I had because my wife surprised me when I had my 40th and she got like all different friends and family members and stuff to make a kind of like a montage-y video for me as well. The same kind of idea. And those are really nice. Like if you've never gotten one of those, you should try to get one. Cause
I put it on that Instagram page. Like it's like a 10-minute video.
Did you put a cute,
but it was like, it was, it got me in my feels and they did it like right when I got there. A buddy of mine's like a video editor. So he put it all together and did it like quick cuts, made it real professional. And they had me crying like in the first 10 minutes of us getting there. And then it's like, oh, let's have a tequila taste and get drunk. And I was like, all right, cool.
Then you were a sad drunk. But
no, I was happy drunk. It was more a
happy,
like,
sad, happy, guys. Tearful drunk. But yeah, I felt like that's an awesome idea, actually. I even thought that could be like a business idea of like, how do you make that easier to do, right? Like if you know someone's birthday's coming up, how could you send a link out and then just and it's sort of like AI uses it and makes it beautiful. And I don't know. It just seemed like a nice idea. Someone will probably do it.
The thing is doing the quick cuts, and now we've lost the audience. But it's getting to like really quick cuts and like hitting you in your feels at the right moment.
Yep.
Because I've seen the full unedited version and my buddy did a hell of a job. Anyway.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Good time to be held by all.
Well, you know what? You should be very grateful to have friends like that, Weisberg.
It's true. I am.
It's not an
even
everyday
if they
thing.
Roast me in the group chat, it's fine.
Right. They roast you because they love you. Anyway, big NBA games tonight, everybody. Go check out Weisberg on his Playback channel to watch the Celtics.
Playback.tv/TeamHold.
Right.
Playback.tv. Me and Sneeps tonight. I don't think Zakarian's joining us. I think he has trivia tonight. Okay. So he won't be joining us. But yeah, Sneeps and I are going to have a great time watching the Celtics. Then we'll probably hang out at least for the first half of Nuggets Wolves. I don't know if we'll do the full
thing. Before I do that, we still have the other giveaway. I totally forgot about that. So let's do that giveaway real quick. We'll do Weisberg, you can choose the word of the day. What should the word of the day be?
Mexico.
Okay. All right.
And Daniel, I might be Jewish, but I'm the king of the Irish goodbye.
There you go. Mexico in the chat. If you want to win an Aaron Gordon rare moment, very useful for fast break, may I say. Mexico in the chat. Throw your Mexicos in the chat. And let's listen to some Amazing Grace. Make sure you write Mexico just the way it looks. Otherwise, you won't get in there. I see some people writing sort of silly versions of it. That won't work, Ryan. So if you want to actually get in, you got to write it the right way. So write Mexico in the chat. It's not like the other thing where you can write whatever you want. You actually have to get it case correct. So You're going to have a pretty good chance tonight. It's a pretty cozy group in here, right? That's right. We not only did we get a language lessons, we also got the saddest giveaway music ever. Let's see. How many of you are there? There's 14. That's a very high chance of winning an Aaron Gordon rare moment.
It's certainly higher than anything you'll get in a fucking Top Shot pack, tell you that much.
Well, that is accurate. It's a very high chance. This is way higher than even if you got the 9-win rare pack. Just by sitting here listening to Weisberg talking about his edited Pinterest photos, you have a higher chance.
Instagram, motherfucker, get that shit right.
You have gotta a get higher my chance.
Socials. I'm not on Pinterest.
By the line, you need the hashtag.
You need
the
hashtag, my guy.
Anybody else making it?
By the way, might be one of the single tallest people I've met in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insanely tall human being.
By the line, get the right version of it. I want to make sure you're in there before I spin it. Come on, sir. Got to put the bike away. Put the bike down. There you go. Now he's in. All right. Let's see who wins it. We're over an hour. Oh, Go Grizz just with the look at that late snipe there by Go Grizz. Let's see who wins it here. Oh, another late snipe. Licka's still awake. I told Licka you didn't need to stay awake, but here he is. King Crimson's here. Colin is here. Hello, folks. Thank you for showing
all,
up.
All the giveaway stands.
Which I know, right? They just
not to be confused with Stan Love.
They can smell it. They smell it in the air. All right, let's see everybody.
You say the word giveaway and five people appear out of nowhere.
I know. Crazy. Let's see. Oh, there's another one. All right. Let's run it and let's see who wins it. Here we go. Oh, it's still going up. All right. Here we go. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Let's see who wins. This is Aaron Gordon.
I hope I win just out of spite.
Boston Base.
Boston Base is going to give that away on his stream. God damn it.
Yeah, Boston Base has won the Aaron Gordon. Congratulations, Boston Based. That should be a nice omen for the Celtics. The Celtics are also going to win in convincing fashion tonight. And at least hit the thumbs up, dear Lord.
He'll probably go give it away on his playback.tv/TSD Garden.
Yeah, that is a beautiful
name. See, Boston Base, never say I don't rep for you, my friend. All right.
Yep. Oh, Chris just showed up a couple minutes too late. Sorry, Chris. All right. Let's see. Stan says last time Tandy said that the Heat blew them out. Yeah, that's when the Heat shot like 90% from the three. I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. Donovan Mitchell, like I said, don't hold it past Donovan Mitchell. He can score 60 points. He might choose one of these games to do so. We'll see. I wouldn't be shocked. Just like Weisberg said, he thinks they could win in five. The Celtics could win in five.
Same way I said in the first round, by the way. I said this 2 weeks ago, and Tandy was very certain they were going to sweep them.
I was. I didn't think that they would shoot with a cheat code at the three-point line. I didn't think that was going to happen. John says, Tandy and Weisberg combo is a recipe for a Boston home loss.
You know what's funny? I did that on my fucking birthday. That was the frustrating part. I had so many people, so many Heat fans, I know. So many of my guys over at the dunker spot, they came over to troll me on my birthday.
Of course.
Then when we won the series, I was like, you know what? It's fine. We did what we were supposed to do.
Exactly. Anyway. Get the job done. All right. Well, we are over an hour. I think it's time for everyone to go do what they need to do. Thank you, all of you, for showing up as you do. We'll see you again next week. For Mike Weisberg, go check him out today on playback.tv/teamhold. Check out the games. Check out Boston Base as well on what's it called again? TD Garden, playback.tv, TD Garden. TSD Garden. Sorry, not TD Garden. I messed that up. TSD Garden.
I guess now just Boston, but I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway, just look for him on Twitter. He'll set you up. And thank you all for showing up. And we'll have some more rare giveaways next week. And I hope you all have a wonderful night of watching basketball. Thank you to floaty.io, as always, for the giveaways. And if you're looking for a rental for Fast Break, go check out floaty.io. That's what you need to do. And thank you all. And we'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.
We out.
Static selector.